If we look at the world today, we will see that there is goodness and that there is evil in this world. So why is there evil suffering in the world today? Evil has two possibilities. Number one, known as Amrun Qiyasi in Arabic, where evil only exists in comparison to something else. It is not a creation of God. What do we mean? A snake's venom would be considered evil for some people. But when you put that venom for the snake, is it evil? Of course not. It is a self-defense mechanism. It is only evil when you compare it to human beings. Therefore, evil exists only when you compare things. Second possibility is known as Amrun Adami in Arabic. This means evil only exists because of lack of something else. For example, God says speak the truth. When I choose to disobey and speak the opposite of that, this is when evil exists. So why all this suffering in the world? Why do I have cancer? Why is my child handicapped? And so on so. There are several reasons why suffering exists in this world. Suffering caused by cause and effect. Sometimes we might not see the good. For example, an earthquake or a volcano. How are they good? An earthquake is only evil when we compare it to the effect that it has. But the earthquake is actually good for the earth to release its pressure. And volcanoes are good for the earth as it relieves its stress. So in its true essence, it is not evil. Suffering we cause ourselves sometimes. For example, we choose to dress poorly and go out into the cold. Then we fall ill and suffer because of that decision. Sometimes suffering is caused by others. Sometimes some people hurt others out of greed, fear, or simply because of being cruel. They may deny others their rights or even inflict harm on them. Suffering builds character. When we suffer, especially through no fault of ours, it is an opportunity to become better. We always claim to love God and have faith in Him. Suffering is a chance for us to prove what we claim. Suffering brings us closer to God. When people enjoy a lot of ease and comfort, they forget God and become lazy and heedless. Suffering reminds a believer that this world is a place of trial. It makes them turn to God for help and brings them closer to God. God says in the Holy Quran, "It is He who created everything in the best manner." To conclude, God did not create evil. Evil comes from us when we compare it to something else, or when it is the absence of something.